May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly, joining you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for this daily message of hope. Thursdays are days set aside for considering and venerating the great gift, the great privilege bestowed upon us by our Father in heaven, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Thursday is set aside as a day of venerating the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, the Bread of Life, the Bread of the Angels, because it's the day that the Last Supper took place, the Last Supper, which is the First Mass, the day of the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the institution of the Holy Priesthood, the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Every Thursday of every week reminds us of Holy Thursday, the day of the Lord's Supper. And so on this Thursday, in this month of May, we are given the great opportunity to consider the role, the interplay between the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Holy Eucharist. One of the titles given to Our Lady by the Church and echoed throughout the ages by her many saints, her daughters and sons who are now in heaven, is Our Lady of the Holy Eucharist, or Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Perhaps you've seen that image of Our Lady where she's holding the Christ child, and Jesus, as a child, is holding a chalice with a host above it. It's meant to remind all of us of the innate connection between the Christ child and the Eucharist. The Eucharist, who is Jesus. Jesus, who gives us his heart. Jesus, who is brought to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. In her fiat, Jesus grows in her womb. He is born of her. He comes to us through her. And on this day when we venerate the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, a day when we are encouraged by the Church to make a pious visit to the Blessed Sacrament in a tabernacle, in a church or chapel near us or along the way as we're traveling, a day when we can go and spend some time in adoration, a good day to attend Holy Mass if our schedules allow, on this day and in this month, we're able to consider the great gift that a mother makes to her children by making available her Son, Jesus, to us, he who comes to us in every Mass and the Holy Eucharist. On this Thursday in this month of May, we consider this message of hope, how God desires us to have sustenance for the journey through life, sustenance that is given to us in the bread of life, the bread of heaven, the bread of the angels, the Holy Eucharist. Now, just for a moment, right now, wherever you are, whether you're at home, whether in your car, at work, consider, where is the closest church to you? To your right, where is the closest tabernacle? Straight ahead of you, where is the closest tabernacle? To your left, where is the closest tabernacle? To your rear, where is the closest tabernacle? What's the name of the parish that is closest to you? What's the name of that church where there's a tabernacle and the Lord's heart is reserved there in the Holy Eucharist? How does the compass within your soul orient itself? Is it based on where the Lord is, or is it based on something else or someone else? The compass that is found within our soul, the compass that's rooted in our heart, has to be based on the presence of Jesus. We literally leave one tabernacle to go to another tabernacle. And every Thursday of every week, we have this blessed opportunity to consider where we are going, from where we have come and where we are going. Are we going towards the Lord? Have we left the Lord and are we going towards the Lord? And in the journey from one tabernacle to another, from one experience of the Lord in the flesh to another, who is walking with us? Who is guiding us? Who is teaching us how to pray, if not the Blessed Virgin Mary? How many of us have heard, either in a sung hymn or maybe in a recited prayer, the beautiful words, O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. It's always surprising to understand and to hear from people who, upon hearing a simple prayer such as this one, realize they've never heard it before. Or maybe they've heard it before, but they never really digested it. They never made it their own. And that's what I'm inviting you to do today. As you're participating in this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, I'm encouraging you to hear the simple words of this beautiful prayer and to make them your own. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. It is in the sacrament of the altar, it is in the blessed sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, that we encounter the one who is most holy, the most high, the everlasting, always living, eternal God. It is in the sacrament of the altar, the Holy Eucharist, that we encounter the Most High, He who is the most holy. O sacrament divine, in the Holy Eucharist we receive God in the flesh. As Catholics, we believe Jesus Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And this is a reality we cannot sacrifice for any reason. Because when we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, He replenishes our faith, He replenishes and restores our hope, and He fills us with divine love. Jesus coming to us in the Holy Eucharist is the sustenance we need for the journey that is this life we are called to live. We were not made to merely exist. We were made to live. But in order to live, we have to have food. We have to have sustenance. God, always looking out for our needs, gives us Himself as food for the journey. He wants us to feast on Him so that we know from where we have come and we know to where we are called to go. We were made by God and we were made for God. And as we consider today the great gift that Jesus has made of Himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, let us also consider the role Our Lady plays in how we respond to Jesus in the Eucharist. She is His mother. She is the greatest of all saints when it comes to how to love and how to adore and how to make one's own the great gift of the Holy Eucharist. Let us consider but for a moment how when Our Lady was taken into the home by St. John after Jesus died on the cross, think of how St. John was made a priest at the Last Supper. Think of how St. John would celebrate the Eucharist, and Mary was there when John would offer the prayers of the Eucharist, when John would pray the Mass, and Mary, the Mother of God, was there. Think of how she yearned to receive her Son, whom she saw die on the cross, whom she saw in the flesh after He had raised from the dead, whom she watched ascend into heaven. And yet every moment after that, when she wanted union with her Son, she would find that union possible in only one place, and that was the Mass, where she could receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, where she could receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, her own Son, in Holy Communion, where she realized how blessed and how beautiful that sacrament is and forever will be. If we consider the yearning of a mother for her child, then we can start to appreciate just how much our hearts are supposed to hunger for Jesus in the Eucharist. Remember that beautiful story, a very popular story about St. Teresa of Calcutta when she was visiting San Francisco. And as she had been picked up from the airport and she was being taken to her congregation, the Missionaries of Charity's new convent there, she was asking, what's the name of the parish church off to the side of the freeway? And the people with whom she was riding were arguing with her, saying, well, there is no church there. And she said, no, there is a church in that area. And the secretary of the archbishop said, well, yes, there actually is a church there. And then he shared the name of the parish. And the people in the car with her said, Mother, how could you know? How did you know that there was a church there? You've never been to the city before. And she responded, how could you not know that there is a church there? Wherever the Lord is, our hearts are supposed to be drawn to that place. It's good for us to then know where the churches in our area are located. What are the names of those churches? What times are they open? When is the Holy Mass offered? When is the Lord adored? And if we can participate in the Mass, awesome. If we can spend some time in adoration, great. But if we can't, at least we know where the Lord is. And we can have that orientation towards Him. That compass within our heart, it can be fixed. It can work. It can guide us to the Lord. All we have to do is give it over to Our Lady so that she can set it aright, so that she can correct it, teaching us how to pray, teaching us how to love, teaching us how to know Jesus, her Son, so that no matter where we are, we know how to find Him. We know where we must go to be with Him. And we know Him by name. If we are in need of hope, we must go back to Jesus in the Eucharist. If we need to be healed, we must go to the divine physician, Jesus in the Eucharist. If we have a grudge that is eating away at the inside of us, we must seek out reconciliation by going to Jesus in the Eucharist. If there's a wound or a scar, either an old one or a recent one, only the Lord Himself in the Holy Eucharist can heal those wounds and scars. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment Thine. Amen.